Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. It's time for the later edition of the Community Forum. Last night, a county board meeting, and of course, after county board meetings, the chair joins us. Mr. Marty Fannin's in the studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And of course, Tuesday, big night in Livingston County.
Yes, it was.
And you had a chance to make it official for Danny Watson.
Yeah, it was last night.
Now the coroner.
Yep, last night. Actually, he took over on the 16th because elected officials turn in to Christy Mashing's office a letter in case something happens to him, who would take over in the interim until somebody was appointed. And Mike Burke had a letter in Christy's office that said, in his absence until somebody's appointed, Danny Watson would take over. So he actually took over on the 16th, and then last night we made it official. There had been discussion at committee level that whoever won the primary, you were talking about, we can't talk this morning, I can't either, whoever won the primary would be who we appointed in the interim until, you know, they were sworn in. Mm-hmm. So last night we made that official, and he was appointed, and we're glad to see that happen, glad to see that, you know, we're moving on, glad to see that the election's over and we can hopefully start licking our wounds and settle down and get everybody back on task and get back to business.
Well, and it has to be a bit of a relief because, obviously, Danny Watson is a known commodity, and so there'll be some consistency in the office as he's served as the deputy for so long. It should be a fairly easy transition, I would think.
Well, that's what we always hope. You know, we always hope that it's a smooth transition and we don't miss a beat, and it's good for the citizens of the county. So,
sadly, the Office of Coroner is one of those offices you never really want to have any contact with. It's just not the person you really want to talk to most of the time.
No, it's like the old, you know, when you were there was a war going on and you live at home and you see the guys pull up in the car and in the uniforms, and you know it's never good when you see a coroner pull up. You know it's never good. So,
yeah.
But you know, we hope that it's handled with passion and compassion, and that everything will be good. So,
we want to talk a little bit about facilities, or should we talk about a recognition that you had last night for years of service?
We can talk about that.
Stay with personnel for the moment.
We Melinda Hillman gave her annual report last night, and since we had her there, we went ahead and gave her recognition for 35 years of service. She began her service back in 1980, and so we were more than glad to give that to her. Melinda does an absolutely fantastic job with the resources that she has and the funds that she has available to her, and so we were glad to recognize her and recognize the work that she does.
After 35 years, that's got to be gratifying. At the same time, that's a long run.
That's a long run. We've had some long runs in this county.